Pod Quiz 1053. Hi there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1053. We have a guest host this week. Henry is doing round four for us later on.
Round one.
We'll start this week with an annual anthems music round. There are four pieces of music to listen to, for which I would like you to tell me both artist and title. And for number five, I'd like you to tell me the year in which all of those songs were first released.
Question one.
I want you to hold out the palm of your hand. Why don't we leave it at that? Nothing to say. When everything gets in the way, seems you cannot be replaced. And I'm the one who'll stay.
Question two.
I'm way too fine to be distressed, yeah. Oh, I'm not the girl I was or used to be. I might be better. Turn up the music, turn down the lights. I've got a feeling I'm gonna be alright, okay.
She kick you out if she ever.
Question three.
You tell me that you do. Dirty, dirty boy. You know everyone is talking on the scene. I hear them whispering about the places that you've been and how you don't know how to keep your business clean.
Question four.
I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving. Cause you got tired of my scheming.
Question five.
So yes, I'd like you to tell me the year in which all of those songs were first released.
Round two.
Round two is on marsupials.
Question six.
What is the defining feature of a marsupial found only on the females?
Question 7.
Antilopine, eastern grey, and red are all species of which marsupial?
Question 8.
Which species of marsupial eats eucalyptus and is definitely not a bear?
Question 9.
Which animal is the largest living carnivorous marsupial and is under threat due to a contagious cancer affecting its face?
Question 10.
Which is the only marsupial with a natural range stretching north of Mexico?
Round 3.
Round 3 is on sport. For the following five questions, you're going to hear the sound of a sport being played, and for each, I'd like you to name the sport.
Question 11.
Yep. Quiet. Emitting of yep, and a nod of the head. A fine first shot. Well, that's not too bad either. Happy with her start. with Just Cause.
Question 12. Question 13.
¥137. ¥127. ¥100.
Question 14. Question 15. Round 4.
G'day everyone, my name's Henry and I'll be presenting round 4 this week. Firstly, a big thanks to James for giving me the opportunity to present this to you today. I've been listening to his pod quiz for a number of years and am a great fan, and this is a great honour for me. As you can probably tell by now, I'm an Australian. I live in a town called Blackheath. Now that's at the top of the Blue Mountains. The Blue Mountains are just to the west of Sydney in New South Wales. I'm part of a team that present a weekly pub trivia every Tuesday night. We are called Trivial Cuisine, that's spelled Q-U-I-Z-I-N-E. We present that at the historic Gardener's Inn. The Gardener's Inn, in one shape or form, has been around as a pub for close to 200 years. And it has the distinction of once having had a guest in January 1836 by the name of Charles Darwin. Anyway, as interesting as that is, it has absolutely nothing to do with the round that I'm about to present you with. Today's topic is The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Written by Douglas Adams, it was a radio series in the 70s and then a series of books. And then in the 80s, there was a TV series, and much later on, there was a movie. Now, I should let you know that if you've only seen the movie, you will get some of these questions correct. But in order to get them all correct, you will have needed to have either read some of the books or listened to some of the radio series. Okay, so if you're ready, let's get going.
Question 16.
At the start of the series, Arthur Dent sets out to hitchhike the galaxy with which alien whose origins are in the star system Betelgeuse and whose name is that of a popular British car from the 40s and 50s?
Question 17.
According to the guide, which item of apparel is it essential that every hitchhiker should always know the precise location of?
Question 18.
Also the name of one of the books. Millieways is the name of the restaurant at the end of what? Choose from the galaxy, the universe, or the rainbow.
Question 19.
The immortal being known as Wowbagger the Infinitely Prolonged made it his mission to do what to every sentient being in the universe in alphabetical order?
Question 20.
So long and thanks for all the fish was the last message sent to humans by which creatures just before they left the Earth prior to its destruction.
It's time for some music. Henry and I will be back in 3 minutes after Do the Kangaroo by the Juanitos.
Everybody wants to do it, do the kangaroo. Come on, come on, come on, do it, do the big salute. Everybody wants to do the great protesta. Come on, come on, come on, girl, let's do the congo this time. Hey! Everybody wants to do it, do the big sister. Come on, come on, come on, girl, let's do the big bro. Everybody.
Number one was As It Was by Harry Styles.
In this world, it's just us. You know, it's not the same as it was.
Turn down the lights. Number two was About Damn Time by Lizzo. Number three was Unholy by Sam Smith. Number four was Anti-Hero by Taylor Swift. And number five, the year was 2022.
Round two.
Round two was on marsupials, and the answer to number six, the defining feature of a marsupial is its pouch in which it rears its young. Number 7, antelope pine, eastern grey and red are all species of kangaroo. Number 8, the marsupial that eats eucalyptus and is not a bear is the koala. Number 9, the largest living carnivorous marsupial is the Tasmanian devil. And number 10, the only marsupial that could be found north of Mexico is the opossum.
Round 3.
Round 3 was sport, and the answer to number 11 was archery.
Happy with her start with just balls.
Number 12 was cricket. Number 13 was darts. Number 14 was horse racing. And number 15 was skiing.
Round 4.
Hello everyone, this is Henry again, and I'm back with the answers to round 4, which was all about the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Question 16 was one in which I asked about whom Arthur Dent went hitchhiking with at the beginning of the series. Now, he was from the star system Betelgeuse originally, and his name is the same as that of a popular British car from the 40s and 50s. And interestingly, he was also the semi-half-cousin of Zaphod Beeblebrox, the once president of the galaxy. The answer is, of course, Ford Prefect. Question 17 was the one in which I asked about which item of apparel does the guide recommend to hitchhikers they should always know the precise location of. That is, of course, your towel. In question 18, now if you know the titles of the books, then you would get this one easily. It was about Milliways, which is known as the restaurant at the end of what? You had three choices, which were the galaxy, the universe, and the rainbow, and the answer is the universe. Milliways is apparently a place in space and time. It's located just before the destruction of the universe, and apparently one can have a fabulous meal there while you watch the universe snuffed out. Question 19. I asked you about the immortal being known as Wowbagger the Infinitely Prolonged. Now, he made it his mission to do something to every sentient being in the universe in alphabetical order. What was it? To insult them. Yes, he was going to travel through space and time and insult everybody who ever lived and tick them off his list. He had a lot of time in his hand and nothing better to do. And question 20, the final question in the round. I told you about the last message sent to humans, which was so long and thanks for all the fish. But I want to know which creatures sent that message just before they left the Earth, before it being destroyed. The answer is the dolphins. Yes, the dolphins, who apparently were the second most intelligent species on Earth, just ahead of the humans and just behind the mice, because the mice were responsible for the construction of the Earth. So there you have it. Hope you did well. Thank you so much, James, for letting me host this round for you. It's been a lot of fun. And just to remind you, my name is Henry. I'm one of the hosts of Trivial Cuisine, a pub trivia in the town of Blackheath. A big shout out to my colleague and partner in crime, Graham. Hi, Graham. And to all the regulars at the pub every Tuesday. And just to let you know that next Tuesday is a special day for us. It's our 200th Tuesday in residence at the pub. A big night. So if you are a resident of Sydney or the Blue Mountains, we'd love to see you there. And if you're a traveller, you ever find yourself in Sydney, why not come up to the Blue Mountains? It's a fabulous national park, wonderful sightseeing. And maybe on a Tuesday, come in, have a meal, have a beer, and play a bit of trivia. Thanks so much. Bye now.
Thanks very much, Henry. That's it. Loads of messages this week. Happy birthday to Jennifer from your favourite teammate, Love Parker. Happy birthday, Jessifer. You are my favourite person and the best trivia partner I could ask for. Getting old with you is a huge blessing. Love, Rena. Happy 11th birthday to Taylor from Mom, Dad and Alec. You truly are awesome. We love you very much and look forward to many more birthdays and pod quiz family road trips together. And happy birthday, Morlick. Here's to many more years of listening to pod quiz together. And that's from Matura. Bye now.